Kendra, I'm going to be honest and say, I don't know where the end of your relationship is going to go based on what you told me. Tell Scott Ellie's that like, little weird thing that you have in this relationship.
Yeah. It is weird, but it might be a little bit crazy, but I lied to my boyfriend about the strangest thing. So he lives far from me. I'm in Elmira. I won't say where he lives, but it's just past Olean. And anyway, I stay at a hotel sometimes instead of his house. And I actually have only stayed at his house one time, and that was enough.
Now, let me break it down for a second. You go out there most weekends to visit him, is that?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. But you don't stay at his house.
No, I just tell him I have to go home, and then I go and I stay at a hotel. And it's for a couple of reasons. One, I'm a clean freak. He definitely is not. His roommates are not. And I don't want his roommates to hear us, you know, like,
oh, together. You know.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, here's the problem with lying. You're going to wake up one day and be like, you know, I'm going to go to Dunkin' for breakfast. You're going to pull in, and all of a sudden, he's going to be behind you, blasting on the horn, going, hey, Kendra, thought you went back to Elmira. What the hell?
Then he's going to think that you're sleeping with somebody in Olean.
That is the fear, and it's not even that. It's just, the apartment is disgusting. It's just disgusting.
All right, you got to tell them. You've got to.
I don't think that they're compatible. I don't even think this is going to last.
Oh, there's a compatibility. Well, she keeps going out there for something. Maybe it's why, that's, you know, exactly, she's afraid of being heard of.
No, but that's exactly it. That's what I think is the only thing that's keeping them together.
But we've been together for a couple of years now.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
Wow.
I really love him, and I know that he loves me. I think that the cleanliness thing, I'm over the top. So I might be a little bit, you know, I don't know where our middle is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but could you ever live together, though?
He would have to really step up his clean game.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going
to
work.
Here's the other thing, and we're not trying to ruin your relationship. At some point, you guys have to come to some conclusion. Is he going to move here? Does his job allow him to? Are you planning to go there? I mean, I hear Erie's a nice place, and I've driven through it many times. It's one of those things, and I totally just assumed. I have no idea. But, you know, it's... Or is this what you want? Do you like the fact that, you know, you are
kind of independent?
You just do your own life and you get together for, well, you know,
the weekend.
I do like my independence, but I really like my clean, you know, space. That's what that's the real sticking point for me.
I don't
sometimes
think
it's literally sticky. Like, they're just
literally sticky
in the apartment.
I don't think you're ever going to get over it. I don't think you guys will ever move in together, which means your relationship will never go to the next level.
You don't think he could change? You don't think that he could learn how to clean? He's a grown man.
All right, you want it.
Two things on this. One, you will have to move him out of the current living situation he's in so you can get teach him the proper way you want it done. Mm-hmm. And I want you to keep something in mind. I don't ever believe he will ever be to your standard. This is not a negative. To your standard of what you expect, in your words, as a clean freak. There's nothing wrong with the way you want to live. There's nothing wrong with being clean. You have to be prepared. He may not ever get to the level you're looking at. He may improve, but he may never get to a 10 on the cleanliness level. He might get to a 7 instead of a 3.
At best, it sounds like.
Well, but I think it's a 3 because the other people are at the, you know, the roommates. You may get him up to, let's say, at the best, a 6 or a 7. I don't think you're going to get him to a 10. And the question then becomes, are you okay with that?
Oof. I think I could be okay with like a 7.5.
Seven.
Oh, that was, it's still such a compromise for me, but I don't know, maybe. I really do love him.
Or you have to have a separate floor in the house. You have one floor, he has the other. Yours is the clean floor, his is the dirty floor.
Yeah, and
I would love to live like right next door to him. You know, like
that's awesome.
I get that.
Listen,
they don't even live together. They live next door to each other.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you've been going this long without living together and still getting what you want out of it. So why not next door? That's a good one.
Right.
Listen, I don't want to keep you any longer because your floor needs mopping. And now that I put that in your head, I know the anxiety's setting in.